401-471-4769.
Hello, everybody. Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Many of you probably on your way in the next day to go and see relatives, perhaps to celebrate Easter. Maybe you're just doing that with your own family wherever you are. Certainly we wish you our best, hopefully, because so many things have bubbled up across this great nation when it comes to dealing with the weather, whether it's floods or wildfires in Texas and some horrific windstorms and tornadoes, especially coming off of last week. It's amazing. I looked at a weather map today, and some of the systems I saw coming in, I thought, ooh, boy, no end in sight for the wrath of Mother Nature. It's the one thing you cannot change. If you see something headed your way and you can get out of its path, of course, that's the best option. But with tornadoes, you can't do that. They just touch down, and even if you know that there's a potentially, there are the conditions that might be right for it. When you live in the breadbasket of that kind of activity, you would just be leaving all the time. I lived in Nebraska. You'd hear the sirens, and then you'd hear about a tornado across town, and you'd go and you'd see one side of the street ripped up, and the other would be fine. And when you live in those areas, you're aware of that. Maybe you have a cellar or someplace you can go as fast as possible when the sirens sound. But now with tornadoes, the traditional tornado alley states aren't the only states getting hit by a heavy amount of the twisters. That's what we saw with North Carolina. Certainly the worst that they have seen in a very long time. When you see a headline that screams 250 tornadoes, so maybe some of them were small and then poof, they were gone and they were out in the field somewhere. But how many were close to areas where they did damage? And the answer is you can see the results in the North Carolina counties who are in a state of emergency. It's rough stuff. Also rough, many people who are going to see those relatives for Easter will find that they're paying more at the pump. Have you filled up lately? How much did it cost you? I told you my story on Monday, $3.99 to fill up. I had a conversation with my family in New Jersey. They say it's over $4. In Pennsylvania, this is regular, for a gallon of regular. In Pennsylvania, $4.27. In California, a little bit higher. And if you have premium, woo, look out. Working at overtime to pay for the gasoline. So gas prices have people very, very nervous and on edge. The president says he's creating a commission to look into gas prices and to make sure there's no gouging and whatnot. Here he is in his own words.
That includes the role of traders and speculators. We're going to make sure that nobody's taking advantage of American consumers for their own short-term gain. The Attorney General is putting together a team whose job it is to root out any cases of fraud or manipulation in the oil markets that might affect gas prices.
Fraud or manipulation in the oil markets. It's almost like a double entendre. Let's go to Dale in Illinois. He's our leadoff man. Hey, Dale.
Hey, how you doing, Kate? Happy Easter.
You too. How are you doing?
Well, I'm doing okay. I'm just very upset with Governor Perry, all the things that are going on in Texas, and he invoked the deity. Oh, my goodness. We got tornadoes and floods, and he wants to have a prayer with some folks. My goodness gracious. And then we're getting Canadian trash for $5 a truckload. What the hell's going on here? I'm just going to You know, I wish I was like Brian in Missouri, Kate. He was three in 1993. Can I do this over again?
Yeah, take a pass, go back at it.
I don't know. If I was him, I'd just sit back and watch it all go to hell.
Yeah, it's crazy.
That seems to be what's happening.
Yeah,
well,
crazy.
I was inquiring about this situation with Boeing aircraft. They're going to build a plant in South Carolina, I understand, and they're not going to hire union workers. Are you familiar with that?
Yes. There's been a lot of back and forth over should they be allowed to do that and how come they're not using union workers. And there's a lot of criticism about that. The National Labor Relations Board, I think is what I was reading about, they're complaining that they shouldn't be able to do that. They should have to use union workers, and they're enlisting all kinds of people to not a commission, but, you know, they had an overwhelming amount of people that came out for to hear the South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley speak and to listen to some others, and what they said is, you know, they're criticizing it, and they're not gonna roll that way. What do you think about that? I think good for them.
Well, it's a right to work state, isn't it?
Yeah.
Well, then I would think they have a right to organize. The company does to organize their business to do that in that state.
Yeah.
That doesn't prevent those workers later on trying to organize as a union.
Yeah.
This thing is out of control.
You mean the union versus non-union?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the problem is we know there was a time when unions were so, so necessary. Then the pendulum, like everything else, swung completely in the opposite direction.
Right.
And what was the thing, what was I reading that they were talking about, you know, with the NLRB, they were talking about it being ludicrous and shameful and all this other stuff, and Boeing anyway, that the fact that they're building this assembly plant in the state and that really they're bullying business and messing with employees. And the Republican governor said she wouldn't stand for it. Well, the bottom line is people want jobs, and they're going to, trust me, it is a right-to-work state. And so forget about the strikes by the union workers, I think, in the state of Washington anyway. I think that the people are going to want the jobs. But Boeing came there because it was a good deal for them. It was a good deal for South Carolina.
Well, I think unions in most private industries are necessary because of what's happened in the past.
Yeah.
In our early industrial years. But as you said, the pendulum has swung so far to the left that we've lost control. People are losing control of their business.
Right, and here's the danger. I guess we should say this. You know, the danger is a judge is going to hear the NLRB's request, you know, because they say they don't want to go in if they can't do it that way. And if a judge issues an injunction, it would block the opening of that new plant, and that would disrupt potential jobs, obviously, in South Carolina. And that's the problem. Now, the union kind of holding them over, not kind of, but holding them over a barrel, that's the danger there. Can you imagine if they decided not to go there? Dale, interesting that you brought that up. Thank you. Stay with us. More to come on the flip side. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Conversation at 800-259-7991. Kate Delaney here at the helm of America Tonight as we're cruising into another weekend. Rick in Illinois. Yo, Rickles, what's shaking in your neck of the woods?
Well, it's raining.
Oh.
Thunderstorms, tornado warnings.
Oh.
Hail supposed to be coming in later.
So Mother Nature is smiling at you, huh?
Oh, yeah. I was reading of how bad it is everywhere else. I think we're going to get it tonight. But hope not, but never know. But,
well, make sure you get just get home safely.
Yeah, gas is $3.99.9, so that don't help either.
Yeah, it hurts when you know what it is? You see, you say, eh, when you have a full tank. Then you go. Like, if I don't know if you're like me and how many people listening are this way. I know you're supposed to at least have a quarter or half or whatever. But I wait till I'm practically on fumes. Then you really see it when it keeps clicking.
Yeah.
It's the gift that keeps on giving, and you realize it. Like you, yeah, I'm really taking this in the shorts as I watch the numbers click by, and all of a sudden we're at $40, $50.
$55, $60.
Yeah.
I see Tim Geithner, he said Sunday that Republicans will go along and raise the debt ceiling.
Yeah.
But I don't think the Tea Party people agreed to that, did they?
No, the Tea Party doesn't want to see that happen. In fact,
oh.
John Boehner, the Speaker of the House, has taken a lot of flack because of
it. I was going to say, he won't be getting any sleep at all now.
No.
That.
He's stuck. He's in between a rock and a hard place, definitely. Or something like that.
I bet you wish they didn't take that job now.
Yeah, what was I thinking? I had all that money in Ohio. Could I go back? Yeah.
I mean, they do that. But, I mean, they'll be rioting.
Yeah.
Him, and he won't be able to crown them too radical. So we'll have to wait and see what happens there.
Yeah, that's tricky. tricky to navigate that because you've got a splintered Republican Party.
Uh-huh. And they're not going along with him either. They're not on his command. So.
Nope. No.
He's going to be rocking the hard place.
Yep.
Lindsay Lohan's going to go to court tomorrow morning, so I just wonder what she's going to wear.
Lindsay Lohan, there is a story of a meltdown. Do you blame her family for that? Do you think her family messed with her?
Somewhat, you know, her upbringing.
You know, it's funny, but how do you go from being Miss Disney, I guess I'm answering my own question, how do you go from being Miss Disney to suddenly being on the edge of craziness? I mean, the things that have happened with her, she is a lesbian, she's not a lesbian, she's in a car accident, she wasn't in a car accident, she's drinking too much, she's in rehab at Promises, where all the celebrities go and escape, you know, whatever.
Yeah, well, her parents don't really want to put her under control, nothing, you know, put the clamps down on her and just let her do what she wants. It's like Miley Cyrus, you know, she's out there smoking that Waikiki Tabaki.
She went from Hannah Montana to Hannah, let me do whatever I want to do.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You have to feel your wild oats. Girls will be girls, boys will be boys, right?
Well, yeah, but not to be in front of a judge, though.
Yeah, you don't want to be in front of the judge on drug charges or walking away with expensive necklaces and you don't know what you did or why you did it. You're not quite sure. And no, I didn't really mean to do that. And yeah.
Well, the judge has to give him a choice, either go to jail or go to the army, one or the other.
Boy, it'd be interesting to see. You'd be on the front lines with the celebrities. How well will they do?
Yeah.
I think it's better when, you know what it, what's good? Make them do community service. Put them out there with everybody else, and that has happened in the past, and let them pick up trash.
Oh, I just let the Army have them. I'll go to jail for 2 or 3 years. Take your pick.
That would be, though, that like that movie. There was a movie a long time ago that came out, and I just recently saw it. I didn't see it when it aired. I was too young, but it was called Private Benjamin, and Goldie Hawn was in it. And basically, that would be like that movie, putting Lindsay Lohan into the Army would be a wild thing to see. But I get it.
They'll straighten up. They will straighten up.
I get it. Straighten up or fly right or do whatever you have to do. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. Interesting. Hey, you have a great weekend.
You too. Take care.
All right. Happy Easter. I hope you find some money in those eggs that you're hunting for. Let's go to John in Iowa. John, hello.
Hey, happy Easter, Kate.
You too.
I have a couple questions for you. Why is, you don't hear the media blaming Obama for the high oil prices like they did President Bush?
I think Obama is starting to take some flack for the oil prices. That's why he's speaking about it and saying, oh, I'm forming this commission and I'm going to make sure there's no gouging and I'm going to look at the ways, the speculative nature of what's going on in the oil trading business. But in a way, you're right. If we were to measure it, if we were to somehow quantify it, John, and go back and look at the amount of negative stories written about Bush and oil versus Obama, it definitely would be more in the favor of Bush, yes.
But what I've seen from President Obama is he will appoint commissions,
mm-hmm.
and you hear nothing more about it. Just like
till the very end, yeah.
The Bowles Commission.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think, did he follow any of those recommendations?
No.
So what good was it do to form the commission?
Well, this is what it is. It's like, I am the president. I'm forming the commission. You're part of this bipartisan commission or these people that we've handpicked. Go and do what you do. Come back with your recommendations, and then I'll do whatever I want to do.
Well, this is me, Kate. I follow politics quite a bit. I've never seen a president so incompetent on anything. I haven't heard him speak about Libya in 2 weeks. And I saw an interesting thing on TV today. I can't even remember what it was now. You made me lose my train of thought.
Okay, but you saw something on television about Obama or something about politics. No? I know how that is. Trust me, John, it happens to the best of us. But I get you. Thanks. I get you. Obama and gas prices. You know, does it seem like he doesn't take as much flack as Bush took? Yeah, you know, here's the thing. If oil's not high and you see the gas goes up, people are asking the question, well, oil prices are, what, below their 2008 all-time high, so what are we seeing? Why are we coming up to $4.11 and 27 cents a gallon? What is happening here? What's going on with energy? And this is what we've talked about over and over and over again with the, in looking at the prices. Oil prices are above 100 a barrel. So the answer to the question of why is it so high is because of a couple of things. When you're talking about supplies and where the supplies are coming from, I think at this point all of you know that we get most of our oil from Canada's oil sands, and there's pipelines that move that oil out of there. There's also oil that comes in from West Texas, from the Rocky Mountain states, and when you look at oil at London's Brent crude, for example, that was $124 a barrel on Wednesday, that's kind of what they would call a marker or a benchmark, and looking at that, you have to remember that oil and gasoline prices don't necessarily sync up together. Sometimes gas prices lag behind oil prices by a couple of weeks. So that would explain why all of a sudden it's jumped up. Oh, okay, well, that didn't do that before. And then here's the big one, the big thing to keep in mind, refineries, refineries, refineries. If we haven't built a refinery since the 70s, it's refining the oil that is very costly to us because refineries couldn't sell their product for as much as crude was increasing. That was part of the problem, and there's not enough refineries. So then people ended up losing money. The bottom line is we're the big losers because we're the ones who eat it. We're the ones who have to pay the prices at the pumps. Hang with us. Coming up on the flip side, we're going to head to the mailbag.
Will I have garlic breath after I take Ali-C?
We get that question all the time about the world's best garlic extract, Ali-C. And the answer is, Ali-C contains stabilized allicin, nature's antimicrobial agent, and the active ingredient in crushed garlic, but will not give you garlic breath. Scientifically proven in double-blind studies, using low doses of allicin greatly reduces the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Our powerful Ali-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin. Just one tablet of Ali-C is equivalent to 40 garlic cloves. It's effective against asthma, MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections, and helps lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. Plus, it's a natural mosquito repellent. Boost resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Ali-C. For more information and to order Ali-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 877-888-7126 or garlichealthproducts.com. Fight back with Ali-C.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Over the last year, Alex has told you about, and many of you have experienced, emergencies and disasters in unprecedented numbers. People have had to literally run for their lives. Folks, this is Steve Shank with eFoods Direct. I'm not here to scare you, but when disaster strikes, you won't have time to think. You must act automatically. What does a pilot do when the helicopter engine fails in flight? No time to think, just act automatically. When the alert is broadcast, the alarm sounds, or the knock comes on your door, you'll need to be ready to act without thinking of what to do or what you need. You need a 5-day extreme emergency kit. With serious supplies and real food to secure 2 adults for 5 days, this powerful $300 extreme emergency kit is free with an order of at least $995 from eFoods Direct. Go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex or call 800-409-5633. That's eFoodsDirect.com/Alex, 800-409-5633.
Hi, I'm Mark Craighead, founder of Crossbreed Holsters. I designed our top-selling holster, the Super Tuck Deluxe, to solve the problems of being poked, pinched, and gouged while carrying concealed. The Super Tuck Deluxe is the most comfortable, most concealable holster on the market today. We offer a 2-week free trial and a lifetime warranty.
Visit us at crossbreedholsters.com. Don't forget, crossbreedholsters.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge, stops costly pump outs and repairs, and removes septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll-free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America Tonight. We've got our cheap movie review, and boy, there's some interesting movies that are coming out that have created a little bit of a buzz anyway. Always fun, I have to say, is Tyler Perry when he does the Madea character, except for I heard a comedian just bag on Tyler Perry, and they're like, pretty soon he is Madea. Isn't he a woman now at this point because he's done so many Madea flicks? Yeah, you can't knock success. That guy's uber successful with his own movie studio now at this point. And the big one, too, Water for Elephants. Reese Witherspoon is in this, but this book was a major hit sort of out of nowhere. And even this one we can't preview for you because all you would hear would be some roaring noises in the background. But African Cats. Now, that is a movie I want to see. African Cats, they documented them in Kenya, all kinds of cats, and for 2 years. The footage looks incredible. And from the time I was a kid to the first time I went to the zoo, I think the first zoo I went to was the Bronx Zoo, actually. I remember the lions. I remember seeing lions. And I always liked the lions and the tigers. And I lived in Vegas doing a sports show for a short time period, and some of you who go to Vegas might know about this. In fact, you probably do. Probably 75% in this audience know about the White Tigers. You know, the White Tigers that are at the Mirage, and you can see them. They're in their habitat when you go into the casino. Very, very cool. I'd never seen them before. Very, very neat to see those creatures. But the African cats, I think, looks like it's going to be a pretty big flick. So we'll do the cheap movie review. That's coming up here in another 15 minutes or so. But before we get to that, I'm always pounding on you to send me thoughts about what we're talking about on the show or express yourself, whatever. You can't get to the phone, you're working, or you don't feel like calling. You just want to be that person who emails. And I'm telling you, we get some really thoughtful emails here. People are paying attention to what's going on, and they also create some of their own buzz when event on other things. So you just go to the website, americatonight.net. Without further ado, let's check the mail.
The mail! The mail is here! Ooh!
Ah, yes, indeed, the mail is here. Okay, this one is from Jacob, who says, Kate, I heard you talking about the wildfires in Texas. Boy, I feel sorry for anyone who gets caught in the middle of a fire. I heard the Australian guy call in and mentioned that he thought he was going to save his house and barely got out of there. I'm so glad he said that. A similar thing happened to me when I was in Colorado. I got lucky. My house didn't burn down. I did lose some land, but I did not want to evacuate, and it got pretty scary. I'm lucky I got out with my life. To anybody who is listening to this show, don't play chicken with a wildfire. All right, well said. We've given a couple of different examples of that. It seems like the fire is far off. You hear, oh, this portion of the forest or the reserve or the west side of town is hit by a series of fires, and they're trying to contain it. They've got so much contained at this point, and then the winds change. That's the thing. You can't predict fires. You can't, especially with the winds and when it's gobbling up land. That's what I saw in Santa Fe. That's what I also saw, by the way, in Santa Barbara, California. In those Santa Barbara mountains, they get hit pretty hard with the Santa Ana winds. Same thing in Los Angeles. And you just don't know, you just don't know what direction the fire is going to go in. Okay, this one is from Little Al. Kate, are you watching The Rise of Gold? You called it, sister. Ever since you've been on the air, I've heard you talk about gold when you've worked for a couple of different networks. So I think it has nothing to do with some of the gold commercials I've heard, but gold is up to $1,500, just in case you don't know. Whoa. You say diversify. I say you're right. I would certainly suggest that people should grab some gold while they can. You know, it's funny when it's like that money makes money. So if you had been able to do this a couple of years ago, let's just call it $10,000. And you could jump in, probably even more than that, but let's just say $10,000 that you could roll into gold when it was, you know, $500, $400. That's pretty good payoff for a return for just a couple years investment. And that's what people are seeing. And that's pretty good, $1,500. Better than the dollar, baby, that just keeps going in the opposite direction. Here's one from Mary in Missouri. Kate, I came across your show a couple of weeks ago. I've been listening, and I have to say I like it when you talk about the weather situation, because you're right, that's what people talk about. How's the weather? What's going on? Do you need an umbrella? How are you dressing? Your entire life centers around the weather, if you think about it, don't you think? Yeah. It's like when you're a kid, and you learn that when you're a kid, how you have to dress for the elements. You know, your mother gets you that crazy raincoat and the weird galoshes, and you have to trudge off to get on the bus, and you have maybe an umbrella, and you hang up your coats, and you have to grab all your gear. You have gear. When you're a kid, it's like you have gear. It's kind of like you're a doll, and you have to dress for, you're dressing the doll for certain elements. Because I grew up in an area with all kinds of elements, You have the snow to contend with. You have the rain to contend with. And everything else in between, including the warmer weather. In some areas of the country, you get out, the kids get out of school earlier, but then go back into school. You know, they get out in May, but then they go back into school in August. And that really threw me for a loop when I was growing up, because we had the traditional, you're in school till the very beginning of June, and you are in the very, very beginning of June, and you're not going back to that school until after Labor Day. And by the time you get back into the classroom, it still might be a little warm, but it's not the brutal temperatures, the humidity, all that stuff that you get in the middle of the summer. That's why I was determined. I was going to get at least decent grades because I didn't want to go to any summer school. I was going to sweat it out in a classroom somewhere. Forget that. My least favorite of all the elements. I like the sun. I like warm weather. But I don't like extremely hot temperatures. When you can, you know, the old thing about you can fry an egg on the pavement? Oh, yeah. Forget about that. Uh-uh. Not for me. All right, here's one from Manny D. Manny D says, Kate, did you hear the story about gas and the fact that gasoline prices are up almost 30 cents in a month? How ridiculous is that? How are people supposed to get to and fro work? I think companies are going to start offering gas allowances as incentives. What do you think? That'd be a way to get someone to work cheaper, huh? In the end, they would pay too much, but we'll give you 20 cents a mile or whatever it is. We'll give you some money for the mileage, in other words, because we know that you're having to pay a lot to get to and fro. It never works out, really, though, that way, unless the company gets you a car. Betty in Kentucky. Hello, Betty.
How are you, Kate?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I'm good.
Good.
The thing about investing in gold, there's a lot of big players in the world that have lots of money and lots of gold.
Yeah.
And they run the markets. So let's just say me. Let's say I invested $10,000 when gold was $600.
Okay.
And I still got it. And so I've made $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
That's just about $1,600 now. Well, I could say, okay, I'm going to take my $10,000 profit. I'm going to cash in my gold, and I've got my $10,000 profit.
Right.
Or I can say, well, it may go up to $2,000. So if I keep it in there, I'll make some more profit.
Right.
The problem is, see, it's the big players, they control it.
Mm-hmm.
And they all know when they're going to get out. They take my little bit of gold money that I invested,
mm-hmm.
and then when they get out, if I'm still in, then my $600 may go down to $400, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if that happens, it's not going to earn me any dividend. It may sit there for years before it goes back up.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get my money out. It's like, I think it was in 2008 that GE was selling for $5.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's 20-something.
Mm-hmm.
So had I put my money in GE just a couple of years ago, then I would have tripled it by now. Plus, GE pays a dividend. You know,
right, right.
If the market goes down, I'm still at least getting the dividend. Where with gold, if the market goes down and you get caught, you just get caught.
Well, that's why you have to pay very close attention to the prices. Usually, Betty, a good point, usually the floor doesn't completely bottom out. So once you've made your profit, you're still okay. I mean, you might lose a little bit. You keep your eye on it and know when to sell. But that's the same with stocks. I do agree with getting dividends, but that's why you have to diversify in a portfolio. Because we really, it's like with the stock market, we're all gambling there. You don't know with the highs and the lows. On the flip side, good point, Betty. Movies.
Reality check. There are many so-called health products coming out that are here today but will be gone tomorrow. They're fads, they're hype, and a lot of gimmick. Life Change Tea is no fad. We've been around for years, and we've been slowly growing. And our products have attracted loyal customers. Why? Because our products work. Cleansing your body, losing weight, more energy, and better overall health. And you might ask, says who? Our customers say. A company shows its colors with how many people reorder the product. So don't be afraid. We're the real deal. Log on to GetTheTea.com and read all the testimonies. In fact, log on and order at GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us at 928-308-0408. There's no call centers, just a friendly operator. 928-308-0408. Once again, 928-308-0408.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning. Eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion. Fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793. 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Come away with me in the night. Come away with me and I will write you a song.
A good way to come away and escape is going to the movies. And a lot of people will find themselves in a movie theater, I think, over the weekend. You know, they get ready perhaps for Easter and there's kind of that downtime and maybe they want to just go and escape. Maybe you want to go and escape. I love the movies and I try to cherry pick, though, what I go to see on the big screen because obviously, one, there's that time element and I want to escape like everybody else, but I only have so much time to do it. Isn't that always our problem? So we do our cheap movie reviews, and there's some excellent movies that are coming out. One especially might just play better on the big screen than on your little tube anyway. And that's one that we can't really let you hear because it wouldn't make any sense. It's the African Cats that I was gushing over earlier this hour, where they spent 2 years documenting how cats raise their cubs and what they do to survive and really their life, the various forms of cats, the various breeds. And we're talking about the big cats and out in the wild. I think it is fascinating that they got that close, that they were there for 2 years. And I believe that there's some footage that'll just blow your mind if you're into nature at all and the fascinating relationships between the various animals and just the need to survive and to have your young thrive and survive and thrive. So I'll probably go check out African Cats. Now, Tyler Perry always does a good job imitating older women in his character. I think he pulls it all together from various people in his life. Madea has been popular probably for a decade plus now. And here's another one, Tyler Perry's Madea. Check out this version.
Mabel, can you do something for me, baby?
Yes.
Do one thing for
yes.
me. Can you just hold me one more time?
What brings you by here?
I just wanted to have a nice dinner, everybody together.
You need to help her with her kids. Can't nobody bring a family together like you can. No. Hallelujah.
Girl, I will stump a mud hole in your skinny, bougie,
husk mud hole.
Byron, I want my money.
What are you talking about?
Byron.
Listen, we ain't together, okay?
Let me help you get your children over here.
Yes.
I ain't going.
I'm so glad you're here.
Did you lower your voice?
Do you understand the words that are coming out of my mouth?
Everybody, here's Madea.
Come, Diddy.
You're on the roll, girl. You're on the roll.
Shake that.
Madea's big, happy family.
Can I take your order?
Give me a ham, egg, cheese biscuit.
We out of ham.
You out of ham. We got no damn ham. I'm taking everything you got.
So self-explanatory, Madea up to her old antics, moving from comedy to a drama that I think will take some people back to their circus days. If you ever did go to a circus, it focuses around the traveling show, and the movie has an interesting title, named for the best-selling book, Water for Elephants.
Excuse me, sir. Can we help you? You know circuses?
1931.
It was the Benzini brothers. That's the most famous circus disaster of all time. Are you telling me that you were there for...
Right in the middle of it. I don't know if I picked that circus. But something told me that circus picked me.
Run on tricks.
Everyone plays.
And the beautiful woman deserves a beautiful life.
So, Water for Elephants, as I said, centers around it. You could tell that there around the circus, the traveling circus. And it's about a guy who is taking his final exams in veterinary medicine. He's at Cornell. His parents are killed, sadly, in a car accident. And he just drops out and joins the circus. And what that was like. Robert Patterson's also in it. Christoph Waltz is in this movie. I think he's a terrific actor. Jim Norton's in it. This is going to be a runaway hit. I'm I'm sure of it. Might be the biggest the box office, or the Cats could probably be the biggest, too. Here's another one, When Harry Tries to Marry. Check this out.
When two people get married at a younger age, they have time to grow and accept each other's idiosyncrasies.
Thank you, Mr. Shankar.
It's quite simple, actually. I'll get married right after I graduate. I didn't pick the date.
What?
It's called an arranged marriage.
This is the 21st century. You are no spring chicken, Harish.
Arranged marriages don't sound romantic, but have a very low risk of divorce.
Please, darling, you're just going through a phase.
You're my teddy bear.
Why would I take that risk when I don't have to? I just won't fall in love. I'm so sorry.
Watch where you're going.
Sorry again. I hope you don't think this is a date.
You're different, Harry. Might as
well. Thanks for being such a good pal.
Boo. I found the one for you.
Hi.
I'm getting married.
Really?
Everything is set.
I know that you're getting married, and I respect that. Happy birthday, Harish.
You're my sweet, cuddly, wuddly bear, aren't you?
Isn't it adorable, guys?
This guy is going to get married.
Everything's all right, right?
You are going on the ultimate blind date.
How do you know you picked the right woman if you have nothing to compare her to?
It's not like I didn't see this coming.
I will love her once we're married.
I need to ask you something.
Do you ever hurt my precious flower? And have you ground to the dust you came from?
Okay.
So you get it, an Indian-born bachelor living in New York City. He's cynical about the whole love thing, so he's looking for that arranged marriage, doing the reverse thing. The guy doing it now from the United States and asking for help from back home in India. That's just a few of the movies that are coming out. I think the big one will be Water for Elephants, also probably the cat movie. Madea will find an audience, but Madea will grow in the next, couple of weeks, because it's a comedy that'll stay around for a while. So if you go to the movies, make sure you pop your own popcorn. Just take a big bag so you don't go broke at the concession stand.